Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Big Monday edition, the happier happy hour rolling through it. Dom, last thought on the gubernatorial debate here in the state of Wisconsin, the GOP one.
Yes.
Nobody mentioned Donald Trump. None of the candidates uttered Trump's name. And one of the candidates on the stage is Trump endorsed.
So none of the, and I find this really strange. None of the candidates mentioned Trump, who, as mentioned, endorsed at least one of them. They're all Republicans. You know, they're all MAGA. They all went down to kiss the ring. Every single one of the three remaining
that were on the debate stage. Trump endorsement.
They all saw it, but he did not come up in conversation at a debate. Given the circumstances of the J6 hearings that we just had, finished the last one, the eighth one in primetime with 17 million viewers, that didn't come up when one of the folks on stage, one of these Republicans, wants to actively right now is endorsing overturning the election here in the state of Wisconsin, and the moderators didn't bring it up. I mean, I think that's a little bit of a failing on their end, and I think they normally do a fine job, but that's one that was a big miss.
Well, there was an acknowledgement of Tommy Thompson's endorsement of
Tim. It makes it even worse. Why'd you bring up Tommy Thompson and not the guy, Donald Trump?
Well, that's an interesting question, Dom. You know, I've seen various pieces of information. The January 6th, finally sticking a stake in his political heart. And I think to myself, if only that were true. If only Donald Trump was dead. DOA, you know, guy keeps threatening to run for president. I don't know if you noticed, Dom.
No, like Hyman Roth, he's been dying of the same heart attack for 20 years.
Well, you know, the only question is, before or after the midterms, when does Trump declare? Right? That's the only real drama. When will Trump declare? And really, from the point of view of the Democratic Party, the elective cycle, make it soon. Make it soon. Crystallize for all of us what the alternative is. A return to the governance of Donald Trump. And I think you could see a blue wave if Trump ran now, soon. You know, let's say after Labor Day, when you get into the heart of the midterms. So I don't hope he runs.
I think that's a terrible idea. I hope he does not run. I know he said he would not run. I hope he does not run. I hope he's indicted before that. I hope he does not run. I don't like this strategery thing, man, because he got elected last time and it was bad.
He's looking to us for strategery. He's going to do saying it aloud. It's not going to make it so. Donald Trump's going to run for the presidency. If he's going to do so, I sure do hope.
Wait. Did you just say it aloud and doesn't make it so? It's almost like you're agreeing with me in that regard, Crudy.
Well,
all right, but here's the thing. I know there's some reporting I saw earlier today about some Democrats, I believe in Michigan, backing a Republican. Backing a Trumpster.
Strategery.
Versus a Republican who voted for impeachment because what? They want to get the worst of the worst and that'll help out their end. I don't like that, man. Why not? If you're going to get involved at all, why not get a little love to those who did the right thing? You know what I'm saying? I mean, acknowledge, hey, this guy voted for impeachment. He's not a total MAGA. He's not a total fascist. Instead, let's support the fascist who wants Trump to be a dictator, and hopefully he'll lose? That just seems like a really bad idea.
I have no doubt. That does seem like a really bad idea. It seems like resources squandered. If the Democratic team's got so much money they can wade into Republican primaries, I mean, I got a problem with that. Let the Republicans figure it out on their own. they're crazy enough to put up a ramjet, right? I mean, the guy in Pennsylvania is effectively the rantham candidate of Pennsylvania. And if I recall correctly, Don, there's a little movement afoot to try and make him the Republican nominee. And it was effective. He is the nominee. And that'd be a hell of a shame if he won the governorship, right? That's what you got to worry about. But Dom, if you'll recall, once upon a time, way back when Mitt Romney was running for president.
Oh, yes.
Upstart Rick Santorum was running a close second. And the primary came right here to the great state of Wisconsin, partisan primary. And yours truly decided I was going to play a little strategery. I believe it was the 2012 elective cycle, summer of 12. Those were better times. But anyways, I went in the booth and I had to think about it for a long time. Like, do I really want to do this? So somewhere along the line, I cast a vote for Rick Santorum. I voted for Rick Santorum. And I have felt dirtier for that act every day for the rest of my life. I felt just
whatever you
dirtier.
Do not Google Dirty Santorum.
Yes, Dirty Santorum. Not something you want to experience. But in my strategery, Dom, I hadn't even put two and two together that as a partisan primary, if you vote, let's say, in the Republican column, well, if you wanted to vote, let's say, in the U.S. senatorial race, you've squandered your vote. You've squandered your vote. You can't vote on both sides of the ticket. So if any of our friends are listening and they, you know, want to go vote, be strategic on August 9th, if you want to go wade into the gubernatorial primary, want to lift a ram jam sort of character, you do so at the expense of your right to vote in the Democratic primary. You know what I mean? You can't vote both sides in the partisan primary like Crudy did. I'm pretty sure. If memory serves, the vote for Santorum, I think I was so flummoxed after I made that strategic choice. I think I voted for Tammy Baldwin and invalidated my
your own ballot.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Best laid plans,
see what
man.
Strategery gets.
That's what I'm saying.
And a dirty conscience ever since. If I go to hell, it's because of you, Rick Santorum.
If you mentioned the guy from Pennsylvania, you know, if you stay out of it and the guy wins, well, you know, the guy wins. But if you get involved and you kind of impact the race and then the guy wins, you know what I'm saying? Because whether or not he was that candidate by the choice solely of those in that party or by others coming over and crossing and strategically trying to get him because he's the worst candidate and becomes a nominee, or they all elect him and he becomes a nominee. Either way, the dude's a nominee. And in one case, you look really, really bad. In the other case, it was just a happenstance. I just don't like it. But, you know, I'm not a, you know,
you're
political strategist. Yeah, they don't pay me for it, so I guess I can't call myself that. But if I were to be paid to give you political strategy, I'd say don't do that.
You know, I went on Fox News once, and I was labeled as a political strategist. And I'm like, or maybe it was political consultant. I'm like, whoever paid me to consult? My advice is free to you. Dom, here is the strangest part. You know, the newly weakened Donald Trump, or at least you hear rumors of it. You see, I mean, the New York Post,
right?
A couple of Rupert Murdoch,
Washington, Wall Street Journal as well.
Wall Street Journal and the New York Post, both Rupert Murdoch rags. Their editorial pages trash Trump, really for what happened on January 6th, but what was on full display at the January 6th hearings. They trashed Trump. He lost Murdoch, but he went down to the Turning Point USA summit. And Donald Trump handily dominated the 2024 GOP presidential nomination straw poll. And how do I know? I found it on Fox News. I think Rupert owns a piece of that as well, right, Dom?
I believe so. What Turning Points? What is that again? And who cares?
Turning Point USA. They pulled their conference attendees, youth activists from around the country.
Oh,
this is your fascist future, America.
All right.
Who they would vote for in 2024 if Trump decided to launch another White House run. The straw poll was sponsored by Turning Point Action, the affiliated 501c4 of Turning Point USA. 78.7% of attendees said they'd vote for Trump. More Trump. Another dilopping of that guy. More fascism for us, please. 19% said they'd vote for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. All the fascism, less baggage. And then 1% said they'd vote for South Carolina Governor Kristi Noem. 0.5% said Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. I mean, come on, man. You went and got the Pompeo obviously had weight reduction surgery in preparation for a presidential run.
Oh, come on, man. He could have just done, you know, the Rocky workout.
Come on, man.
Chasing the chicken. I mean, come on.
Guy lost like 150 pounds. And he's polling 0.3%.
How many pounds per percent is that? I'm not doing the math.
I'd be eating Big Macs right now if I were you, Pompeo. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, 0.3%. And former Ambassador Nikki Haley, ambassador to the U.N., 0.3%. And, oh, yeah, Mike Pence, 0.3%. One-third of 1% said they'd vote for Mike Pence. Glad he sold his soul to go be Trump's VP, right? I mean, he almost died for that job.
Hang Mike Pence. Well, Crudy, I forgot, and I had to do a quick search here before the break. And folks, you can join us, 844-967-2789. Turning Point USA, according to the insider, businessinsider.com, Nazi flags displayed outside Turning Point USA summit, attended by Trump, condemned as pure hatred by the Florida Holocaust Museum. Yeah, that's nice. Some Nazi
great
flags.
People on both sides, Tom. Trump spoke at the conference Saturday night, hinting, mind you, teasing, if you will, a 2024 run. His speech was the keynote on the second day of the Turning Point USA Student Action Summit. And Trump's speech followed one Friday night by DeSantis, who's considered, along with Trump, one of the foremost potential GOP 2024 contenders. And teasing his own possible 2024 run, Trump said Saturday that he won the 16 election, falsely claimed he won the 2020 election.
Come on.
I can't believe Fox News just called him a liar and said, now we may just have to do it again. Gonna do it again, Dom. If I stayed home, if I announced that I was not going to run for office, the persecution of Donald Trump would immediately stop. But that's what they want me to do. And you know what? There's no chance I do that. He's running, Dom. And he's probably your nominee, Republicans. He's yours.
He's running for his life, man. He's running to the border.
Come back with us. Whatever it takes, keep on running.
I'll take a pound of nuts.